यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरम चैव नरोत्तमम देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 3 एंड 4 दिस इज चैप्टर entitled ideal family life. So it gives instructions on how to live a proper family life. So this is Shrinvan Bhagavato Bhikshanam Avatara Kathamritam Shraddhano Yatha Kalam Upashant Janavratah Shrinvan Bhagavato Bhikshanam Avatara Kathamritam Shraddhano Yatha Kalam Upashant Janavratah Shrinvan Bhagavato Bhikshanam Avatara Kathamritam Shraddhano Yatha Kalam Upashant Janavratah अवतार कथामृतम् श्रद्धदानो यथा कालम् उपशांत जनावृतः श्रृण्वन् भगवतो भीक्षणम् अवतार कथामृतम् श्रद्धानो यथा कालम् उपशांत जनावृतः लेडीज प्लीज Shrunvan hearing Bhagavataha of the Lord, Abhikshanam always, Avatara of the incarnations, Katha narrations, Amrutam the nectar, Shraddhadhanaha being very faithful in hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yatha kalam, according to time. Generally a grihastha can find time in the evening or in the afternoon. Upashanta, completely relieved of material activities. Jana, by persons. Avrutaha, being surrounded. Satsangat, from such good association. Shanakaihi, gradually. Sangam, association. Atma, in the body. Jaya, wife. Atmaja adishu, as well as in children. Vimunchet, one should get free from the attachment for such association. Muchyamaneshu, being severed from him. Swayam, personally. Swapnavat, like a dream. Uttithaha, awakened. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. A grihastha must associate again and again with saintly persons. With great respect, he must hear the nectar of the activities of the Supreme Lord and his incarnations, as these activities are described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. Thus one should gradually become detached from affection for his wife and children, exactly like a man awakening from a dream. Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement has been established to give grihasthas all over the world an opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita specifically. The process, as described in many ways, is one of hearing and chanting. Shrunvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Everyone, especially the grihasthas, who are mudadhi, ignorant about the goal of life, should be given opportunities to hear about Krishna. Simply by hearing, by attending lectures in the different centers of the Krishna consciousness movement, where topics of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are discussed, they will be purified of their sinful inclination for constant indulgence in, say, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, which have all become prominent in modern days. Thus they can be raised to the status of light. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Simply by joining the Kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and by hearing about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, one must be purified, especially if he also takes prasad. This is all going on in the Krishna consciousness movement. Another specific description here is Shrunvan Bhagavato Bhikshanam Avatara Kathamrutam. It is not that because one has become, it has one has once finished Bhagavad Gita, he should not hear it again. The word Abhikshanam is very important. We should hear again and again. There is no question of stopping. Even if one has read these topics many times, he should go on reading again and again, because Bhagavad Katha, the words spoken by Krishna and spoken by Krishna's devotees about Krishna, are Amrutam, nectar. The more one drinks this Amrutam, the more he advances in his eternal life. The human form of life is meant for liberation, but unfortunately, due to the influence of Kali Yuga, every day the grihasthas are working hard like asses. Early in the morning, they rise and travel even 100 miles away to earn bread. Especially in the Western countries, I have seen that people awaken at 5 o'clock and go to offices and factories to earn their livelihood. People in Calcutta and Bombay also do this every day. They work very hard in the office or factory, and again they spend 3 or 4 hours in transportation returning home. Then they retire at 10 o'clock and again rise early in the morning to go to their offices and factories. This kind of hard labor is described in the Shastras as the life of pigs and stool eaters. Nayam deho deha bhajam nuloke kashtan kama narhate vid bhojamye. Of all living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One must find some time for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. This is Vedic culture. One should work 8 hours at the most to earn his livelihood, and either in the afternoon or in the evening, a householder should associate with devotees to hear about the incarnations of Krishna and his activities, and thus be gradually liberated from the clutches of Maya. However, instead of finding time to hear about Krishna, the householders, after working hard in offices and factories, find time to go to a restaurant or a club, where instead of hearing about Krishna and his activities, they are very much pleased to hear about the political activities of demons and non-devotees, and to enjoy sex, wine, women and meat, and in this way waste their time. This is not grihastha life, but demoniac life. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, with its centers all over the world, gives such fallen and condemned persons an opportunity to hear about Krishna. In a dream, we form a society of friendship and love, and when we awaken, we see that it has ceased to exist. Similarly, one's gross society, family and love are also a dream, and this dream will be over as soon as one dies. Therefore, whether one is dreaming in a subtle way or a gross way, these dreams are all false and temporary. One's real business is to understand that one is soul, aham brahmasmi, and that his activities should therefore be different. Then one can be happy. Brahma bhuta prasannat manusho chiti nakankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. One who is transcendently situated at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards all living entities. In that state he attains pure devotional service unto me. One who is engaged in devotional service can very easily be liberated from the dream of materialistic life. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're continuing the theme of hearing about ideal grihastha life. And ideal grihastha life is made by ideal grihasthas, husband and wife. And here Narada Muni is speaking how to make grihastha life ideal. One may think there are different ways in which people consider in the modern context what makes householder life ideal. But the Bhagavata view is that to become ideal householders, one needs to do what's being spoken here. Shrinvan Bhagavato Bhikshanam Avatara Kathamritam. That's the foundation for grihastha life. Shrinvan, hearing. One should make time. In fact, one should move everything else aside to make time, somehow or the other, to hear about Krishna. We say every day. In this verse it says abhikshanam. Kshanam means moment, and abhikshanam means every moment. So one should be constantly hearing about Krishna, especially as a grihastha, and other ashrams also. Since we're talking about grihastha ashram, especially as grihasthas, one should be constantly, regularly, every day, hearing about Krishna. And there is a quality to that hearing. It's not a mechanical hearing. He says, Shraddhadhanu yatha kalam. Shraddhadhanu, with faith, with interest, with curiosity, with reception, with respect. Not just it's playing in the background and the grihasthas are busy doing other things. They catch a word here and there. Not like that. More focused as one can be, with respect that, oh, these are the devotees who are speaking about Krishna for my benefit. So, Shraddhadhano yatha kalam, upashanta janavrata. Upashanta means to quieten down, to stop material activities. Janavrata, we are covered by all these activities. So we're supposed to make time by stopping our material activities and giving time to hearing about Krishna. This is what makes grihastha life successful or ideal or towards the ideal. Why? Because Prabhupada quotes in the hearing. So he organizes the purport according to the words of the verse. So the first paragraph is about Shrinvan. So he quotes this verse, Shrinvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. That by hearing about Krishna, this is called ideal pious life. Generally, when a person is a grihastha, they think pious life, which means I should help others, etc. Which is true. But we wouldn't know how to help others if we ourselves are not situated, like we said yesterday, in a Krishna-centered life. So for that, hearing is important. Shrinvatam. And that Shrinvatam clears the perspectives, the conceptions that we are holding about where our happiness lies. We think that our happiness lies in the money, in the assets that we have, in our occupation that we've got, in our family, in our grandchildren, in our friends, in our associations with other human beings. This is not the place. This is what the verse is talking about. That those are not the places. The place is in hearing about Krishna. That is where one's real happiness is. So that's the first paragraph. The second paragraph, it says by hearing about Krishna and also taking Mahaprasad, one becomes purified. Now that's easy. The second paragraph is about this phrase, Bhagavato Abhikshanam Avatara Kathamritam. And Prabhupada says that spoken, words spoken by Krishna and spoken by Krishna's devotees are amritam. We use the word, or in English Prabhupada calls it nectar. The reason it's called nectar is that in Sanskrit the word mritam means that which is going to die, or that which loses its taste, because the taste dies. So chewing gum, when you eat chewing gum, the first few chews, it's very sweet, there's a burst of sweetness in the mouth, you keep on chewing for about half hour, all you get is jaw pain. That thing has no taste in it. There's no taste in it, so you have to spit it out, because that nectar, whatever supposed nectar in it, is mritam. There's nothing, it goes away. So amritam means that which does not die. So the taste about Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, it does not die. That's one understanding of the word amritam. Second, amritam or mritam is activities by which one moves closer to death. Working or breathing or just living in this world, one is every day, every moment, moving closer to death. Mrita. Amrita is the activity that takes us closer to eternal life, no death, because it is connected to the soul and the super soul of all souls, Sri Krishna. So hearing about Krishna is called Amrita because it brings us to eternal life. Hearing about, Prabhupada writes, politicians and other demons brings us closer to death. Okay. So then he says, Bhagavata Abhikshana. Abhikshana means all the time. And if you have to hear about avatara, about Krishna and Krishna's incarnations. There are so many incarnations. And there are so many wonderful activities the Supreme Lord has enacted simply for us to hear them and repeat them again and again. The question is, why again and again? If you hear the story once, you know. So some of us have watched some movies again and again. True? Yes. Because in watching again and again, you capture certain details which the first run you didn't get. And then when you do it again and again, when you start remembering all the scenes and the dialogues, and then you start acting like those scenes in life. Sure? Well, we used to watch Clint Eastwood movies, the famous lines of Clint Eastwood, for example, whatever. Yeah. We say, go ahead, punk, make my day, whatever that was. We saw it again and again and again and again because it gave us some thrill. Wow. And in those again and again, we capture certain details. Now, Krishna's activities are also meant to be heard again and again because there are details. And we miss them when we do the first reading around. Second, the reason we have to do again and again, because every time we read that story, there is something new in it that we had never known. Especially Bhagavad Gita. It seems like a very preliminary book. You read it again and again, and every time there is, you know, a bunch of nuggets of wow, wow, in it. And again is something that it cleans us. Why? Because we are so much in an environment where even after we clean ourselves, we become dirty. Otherwise, it would be enough to take a bath 5 years ago and remain clean. But we take a bath every day, twice a day sometimes. Why? Because it's easy to become dirty. It's easy to become contaminated in this material world. Just by carrying this body, we have to bathe twice. What to speak of carrying this mind, which is full of garbage. It's called karmatmakam. The mind is called karmatmakam because it is considered like a garbage truck. It is full of smelly thoughts and desires. Stinking, smelly, rotten thoughts and desires. So it needs cleaning. And the only cleaning that will work is Krishna Katha. Hearing about Krishna. Because that's like the breath of fresh air. It's the perfume. And it brings us towards eternal life. So there are so many pastimes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did like that. Every morning, he would go take darshan at Jagannath temple and go meet Gadadhar Pandit. And ask Gadadhar Pandit, recite something from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gadadhar Pandit would recite the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. When the pastime would be over, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, go back again, start again. And he would read all over again. When the pastime would end, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, read again. And he would read all over, read again, read again. The pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear again and again every day. Because the more you hear, the more it is, wow, wow. You feel closer to Krishna. In South India, there is a particular temple of Lord Shiva. And there was a devotee who was not a Brahmin, not a very highly qualified, materially type person, but he was a fantastic devotee of Krishna. And his expertise was that he would recite Bhagavatam in a very feeling and in a very amazing way. So somehow in the course of his travels, this person came to that particular temple of Lord Shiva. And the practice was that they would read from Srimad Bhagavatam every day. So when he came, the particular chapter that he was asked to read is the conversation between Krishna and Rukmini. This is chapter 60 in the Krishna book. So he sat down and he narrated the entire pastime of Krishna teasing Rukmini with really... You've heard that pastime ever? You ever read that chapter? Chapter 60? It is fascinating the way Krishna speaks very badly about himself. And by his words, it is said that Rukmini felt completely beaten. She faints out of pain of Krishna's denigrating himself so badly. He's actually teasing her to awaken ecstatic symptoms in her. Anyway, that's a fantastic pastime. So after he finished reading, he put his bookmark, because it was done for the day, closed the book and went. And he came back the next day to continue from there on. So when he opened the Bhagavatam, the bookmark was at the beginning of the chapter. And he said, I just thought yesterday we read this chapter. Who changed the bookmark? I said, we never touched the book. It was inside, that's it. He said, okay, we'll read the story again. So he narrated the entire pastime all over again. Finished the chapter, put the bookmark at the end of the chapter, closed the book and said, today we are done. We'll meet again tomorrow. When he came back again, the bookmark was at the beginning of the chapter. I was like, what is going on? So like this for an extended period, I think almost 15 days or something, every day he narrated the same pastime because the bookmark somehow mysteriously would be at the beginning of the chapter. So one day he wanted to find out what was going on. It turns out that he didn't go to narrate, right, do his seva. He didn't go to give his class. So that day, there were some voices heard from behind the altar door. And it was Lord Shiva was narrating this pastime all over again to Parvati Devi. And Parvati Devi, she's listening. And Lord Shiva asked her, "Do you like my narration, the way I'm narrating this pastime?" She said, "Yeah, very nice, but not as nice as that devotee. His narrations are very sweet." And Lord Shiva said, "Yeah, I agree. His narrations are so sweet. That is why every day I would move the bookmark back to the beginning of the chapter, because I wanted to hear from him this pastime." This is Lord Shiva, who's considered to be the greatest grihastha. And his taste for hearing about Krishna from the devotee is such that he would continuously, he didn't say, "I know this story, next one." It was not like, "I know." There's one sannyasi in our movement, His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj, who speaks in Hindi, but he's one of the most fascinating speakers I've ever heard. So he was narrating that Lord Shiva, you see that in his house, he's a householder, okay? And we may think that, you know, his household is very calm and peaceful. He said, actually, in his house, there are enough problems for Lord Shiva also. So here are some problems for Lord Shiva. He said, you know, he has a very powerful wife, Parvati Devi. She is Maya herself. So she's very, very powerful. And he has two sons. One is a general of the demigods, Kartikeya. And the other is Ganesha, the demigod of all obstacles. A very powerful household, you know, highly successful children. But Lord Shiva has a problem that he has no house to stay. It's difficult to stay without a house. So where does Lord Shiva stay? Under a banyan tree. One may say he's very renounced as a grahastha. That's how Maharaj was explaining. He's renounced as a grahastha. He can sit under a tree. He doesn't have to wear too many clothes. He always sits peacefully. But actually in his life, there is some disturbance also. And here's the disturbance. He says basically they have a 4-car garage and the cars are always the problem. I'm in the process of buying a car, so I know. So the cars are always a problem. So here's the problem. Lord Shiva, his vehicle is a bull. Okay? Nandi. But his wife, Lord Shiva's wife, Parvati, her vehicle is a lion. Now, lion and bull, the lion is always the predator and the bull is always the victim, correct? Because lions can kill. So there is tension between this vehicle and that vehicle, always. Second, he says that Skanda or Kartikeya's vehicle is the peacock. And now that peacock, the enemy of peacock, you know who's? Snakes. And snakes are always around Lord Shiva, around his arm, around his neck. There are snakes. So although they are around his neck, whenever the peacock comes, the snakes are agitated. There's disturbance. And the snakes, they're always eyeing Ganesha's vehicle, the mouse. So he says that in his house, there's always some disturbance. They're always quarreling because, you know, the snake is looking at the mouse, the peacocks are looking at the snakes, the lion is looking at the bull. So there is, even in Lord Shiva's household, there is disturbance. That was the point. But, you see, Lord Shiva is always Bhagavata Abhikshana Avata Amritam. His eyes are always closed and chanting Hare Krishna and listening to Krishna Katha. Therefore, his household is considered the ideal household. Not that disturbance goes away, but that his absorption is in Krishna Katha. So then there is peace in the house. Then what to speak of our lives, right? Full of disturbance. But even Lord Shiva is like that. So the idea is to hear about Krishna all the time. So then he says, Sat Sangat Kshanakai Sangam Atma Jayatma Jadishu. Now this is an important phrase. He says, Sat Sangat. By associating with great devotees, which is important for householders, because householders are very, very involved in that, in those set of activities that most saints will not touch. Handling of money, dealing with worldly people, engaging in activities that are fully in the material energy. This is something that the saintly people don't touch. The grihasthas are always involved in it. So they need the association of saintly persons to help pull them out of those activities and desires that hold them very tightly to this world. And so he says, it's not the activities, but it's the material relationships that are the biggest difficulties. And so by such association, he says, Shanakai, gradually, Sangam, the attachment that one has for Atma, one's own body, Jaya, one's wife, Atmaja, one's children. Atmaja means being born out of one's body, Adishu, etc. So these are things that a person thinks are mine. My wife, my body, my husband, my children, my grandchildren, my property, my car, my house, my money, my, oh my, as my spiritual master says, my, oh my. There's so many things that we falsely consider mine. And the association of devotees is necessary to go from my conception to Krishna's. Otherwise, the sense of mine is very treacherous. And so the instruction is, Vimunchen, one should stop thinking like that, that these are mine. But how can you stop just saying, from tomorrow I will not think this house is mine? It's not going to work. It has to come from the heart or from the soul level, ideally. And that is only possible by association of saintly devotees. Because of their sense of renunciation is what brings proper detachment from this world. Because this is a dream anyway, that's what's being talked about. Swayam Swapnavaduttitaha. That dream is going to end anyway. Whenever a person thinks, my house, my car, my money, my this, my that, that dream is going to end, Prabhupada says, when one dies, it ends. So whether one is dreaming, there are two types of dreams Prabhupada talks of. One is called daydreaming and night dreaming. So night dreaming is when you go to sleep, we dream. I'm very rich. I'm a very popular actor. Or I am such and such. I am the hero. I'm the heroine. I'm this. Whatever is the dream in which... And the next morning the dream goes away. That's one dream. The other dream is while we are awake. This is called daydreaming. And we think, I am this body. This is called the daydream. And then I have to work hard, or I have to earn this money, and I have to do that. And I feel Prabhupada speaking to me, because I just recently started, I guess, working again, and it's been hard. It's not easy. And Prabhupada saying, unless you have time for hearing about Krishna, the sense of my, this daydream will continue. And it continues from one body into another body, from one body into another body. And one has to stop this. So in elsewhere in Bhagavatam, there's a famous verse. Satam prasangat mama virya samvidau. Same that's being spoken here, just spoken a little different words, but same meaning. Satam prasangat, by the association of great persons. Mama virya samvido, one who hears about my glorious activities. Bhavanti hrit karana rasayana katha. That activities, the hearing of it, works like a special medicine. Now that medicine is not taken orally, it is taken orally through the ear for solving heart disease. We all have a heart disease. Do you know that? We're all suffering from heart disease. What's that heart disease? We have no love for Krishna. That's the disease of the heart. We have love for ourselves, our body, and our things. And that heart disease can only be solved by taking medicine from the ear. That is coming from the mouth of the great devotees. Satam prasangat mamavirya samvido bhavanti hrit karana rasayana krita. And he says, rasayana, it acts like a medicine. Tad joshanat ashu apavarga vartmani. And he says that medicine is a very quick acting medicine. Very quickly, it puts one on the path of apavarga. Here it says amrita. Apavarga means beyond birth and death. Apavarga vartma, path of liberation. And shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. And along the way, it develops as faith, then attachment, and finally love. Because that's the curing of the heart. How do we know that we have been cured? That we are not having the disease. My father was a doctor, and he would often describe the condition of good health. He says, when you have good health, you're not fully aware of that particular part of body existing with you. Because when it is not well, you're fully aware. It's the foot, or the finger, or the head, or the stomach. When it hurts, we're very aware. My stomach is hurting, my foot is paining, my head is paining, my finger is paining, my finger. We're very aware of it. When the pain goes away, do we wonder? Oh, my thumb, I never knew. I had a wonderful thumb here. No. The thumb is every day acting in its natural position of grasping things. If we get a cut in our finger and we can't pick up something, suddenly we know, oh, I have a thumb that is sore like anything and I can't function. But when the thumb is perfectly well, we're happily picking things, throwing things. We're not even aware that we have a thumb. So once the heart disease is cured by the grace of the Vaishnavas, then the heart is very busy glorifying Krishna in its natural condition. So right now the diseased condition is we sing the glories of ourselves. So that's the... And swayam swapna vaduttita. It's time to wake up from this dream. This dream of thinking, I am this body. And so there are these fantastic personalities in the Bhagavatam who exemplify for us how to live one's life. So there are these fantastic, I guess, couples or householders in Bhagavatam. Kardama Muni in Devahuti. Lord Ramachandra and Sita Devi, Krishna and Rukmini, etc., etc. There's a whole set of people. Lord Indra and his wife, they're all considered very great couples or grihasthas. Why? Because they're always hearing about Krishna. That is the greatness of a family, that they will hear about Krishna. And when that hearing is not strong, then all problems of life begin to manifest. And in those problems, one becomes absorbed and perhaps even lost. And when those problems begin, if one is not used to or knows that hearing is the solution, one jumps into solving those problems. And what happens? The problems become worse. This is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. दुखौषधम तदपि दुखम असध्याहम अतध्याहम. इस दुख औषधम माई सोल्यूशन टू माई प्रॉब्लम तदपि दुखम इज इवन वर्स देन द ओरिजिनल प्रॉब्लम बिकॉज आई बिगिन टू सॉल्व इट इन अ मटीरियल वे. But for my problems, the solution is to hear about Krishna. Because in that, Prabhupada writes, there is light. I can't find that particular sentence. It says, there is light in that hearing. Anyway, he says there is light. And the reason we need the light is because in darkness, we can grope as much as we want, but we don't know where the heck we are standing, what we are supposed to do. You turn the light on and things become clearer. And there's a very nice verse, I like it very much, in the Bhagavatam. It's also in second canto. This is speaking about the glory of hearing about Krishna. And now suddenly I remembered 5 minutes ago, now I forgot how it starts. Talks about the beautiful nectarian sound of Krishna's topics entering the ear. Pravishta Karnarandrena Swanam Bhava Saroruham. He says when the Pravishta entering Karna Randrena through the holes of the ear, Swanam, Krishna's holy name, he says Bhava Saroruham, it enters the lake or the pond of the heart. Very, very poetic. Swanam Bhava Saroruham. So the lotus in the heart now suddenly opens up. And dhunoti shamalam, all the dust that is there in the water, the murky waters, suddenly become very clear. Yatha salilam, sarat yatha salilam, just like in autumn. I never knew this phenomena exists, but apparently it does. That in the monsoon season, in the rainy season, when the rains come down the hills, they bring a bunch of soil and dirt with them. So the rivers are all brown and murky. And when rain, autumn rains fall, because of surface tension apparently, some physics phenomena, suddenly all the dust settles immediately and the rivers become clear. This is the phenomena in the universe. So Krishna Katha is like this autumnal shower that immediately removes the dirt in the heart and that beautiful lotus unfurls. And that's what we want. So that this life is successful. At the end of life, we want to be able to remember Krishna. That's the purpose. And for which the rest of life is considered a preparation. Prabhupada often said that death is an examination and life is the preparation for that examination. So we're preparing for that moment. When will that moment come for any of us? We can't say. It's like worse than a pop quiz. At least the teacher says, oh, in this course there'll be a pop quiz. In this, there's not even spoken about it, but it will happen. And when the pop quiz happens, we don't want to pop. We want to make sure that we succeed. So the rest of life is preparation. And this preparation is nothing but hearing Krishna. Every day, hearing Krishna. Okay. I'll keep quiet. Any comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I was just appreciating Prabhupada's purpose so much. Yeah. It was so powerful and one thing that I appreciate was how simple the prescription and the program is for living to pursue the ideal grihastha situation. And is he mentioned that this idea of working like an ass is not, you know, is very bad. But it's not that you don't work. He said you work 8 hours, but you arrange your life in such a way that in the afternoon, in the evening, or in the morning, or something, you come and associate with the saintly devotees and hear and chant the glories of Krishna.
Right.
So it's a simple arrangement that in general people do. They work very hard and then they go to clubs and restaurants and social life, and then, you know, then everything goes to drain.
Prabhupada says that in the morning they work very hard to earn the money, and in the evening they spend it.
Yeah.
And next morning they have to start all over again because they spent it.
Yes. So I wanted just to comment because through the different upside downs that I, you know, have gone and I'm still going through in the process of dealing with the material energy, you know, as a grihastha, you're able to observe, you know, Krishna, at least you receive that blessings that you're able to sort of observe and being able to see, you know, because we're hearing the things and you're able to see. And there is moments when you go into those valleys that that your hearing and chanting is not so strong, and you become very vulnerable to the association, and then the hearing, the taste for hearing and chanting and looking for the opportunities of hearing and chanting, they diminish. It becomes almost like, you know, you rationalize, well, you know, it's fine, you know, I, you know, somehow or other the desire to hear and chant diminish, you know. Now instead of hearing, you know, Guru Maharaj's lectures and Prabhupada's lecture, you want to find out about the news of the world, you know, what happened in this and that and that, you know. So these things diminish, and it's just because of putting oneself in a situation that doesn't allow you to have the association with the devotees and hearing and chanting. So it's such a simple thing, but it's of such a great importance for us to be able to develop and to have the impetus to hear and chant the association with devotees. We can, it's almost like, you know, a matter of life that you have to make yourself available to that. You have to plan your life like that.
We are products of mode of passion. And one of the things about passion is complicatedness. So because our problems are complicated, when we get a simple solution, we don't like it. We think something's wrong. We want an equally complicated solution to feel better that, yeah, I'm working on this complicated problem. And that's why people, when simple solution like sit down in here is given, people think, it was not work. How can such a complicated problem be solved by such a simple thing? I must do something more complicated just to solve my problem. Not that we don't have to do something, we have to do, but it is on the basis of something very simple. Hearing. Because by that hearing, it's described that Krishna from the heart reveals or enlightens in a way that things we may look differently. Aham agyanajam tamaha gyanadipena bhasvata. He says, I sitting in their heart, out of compassion, I reveal with the shining torch of knowledge. But the verse previous to that is, The reason he reveals that is because devotees are sitting and talking to each other about him. And they're feeling satisfied and nourished by it. And it is because of that satisfaction and nourishment that Krishna says, I reveal in their heart the solutions to their problems. And that forgetfulness of Krishna over time has become such a complicated thing that to come out of it is very, very difficult unless it goes back to hearing about Krishna.
Realization is that, you know, you can't do it on your own.
Right.
And sometimes we feel, you know, I'm seasoned enough to, you know, being able to, you know, I know, you know, I'm a devotee, like that. I worship Krishna like that. So you can't do it alone.
Right.
You need the association of devotees. Otherwise, it's you know, daibihiesha gunamayi. It's an impossibility.
Right. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.